Welcome to the Flat at Home Show, your active source for local real estate information, education, and inspiration. My name is Justin Mecha, and friends, we've got a powerful weekend happening this weekend. One of my personal favorite weekends in the winter. Happening just a little while later today is Frosty the Brewfest, right? And so I figured let's talk about that a little bit and why that's important. Well, obviously there's some important beverages being shared. However, more importantly, it's community involvement. And you know what? There's a lot of people who put their hands together to make things like this happen, to bring opportunities to Kalispell, to bring opportunities for us as Kalispell residents to just collaborate and high-five each other and even welcome people from the surrounding areas like Whitefish, Columbia Falls, and Summers Lakeside to come on in and just enjoy the beautiful downtown Kalispell. There are a lot of people behind that, though. There are a lot of smart people putting this stuff together, working diligently, and those people actually are quite involved in the community on a number of levels. So I figured I'd bring one of them to the radio. And so Ashley Woodworth with American Bank, and you're the commercial loan manager? Is that how that goes?
Yeah, I'm the loan production manager for the Kalispell office.
Awesome. So that's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, it's been a great opportunity.
Commercial loans have been your jam for a while, though.
They have.
As long as I've known you, you've been slinging commercial papers.
Yeah, for 10 years now.
Okay, that's cool.
Since I moved to Kalispell.
Okay. And now also, though, let's go right to this festival happening at 2 o'clock today.
Yes.
You are a part of the Kalispell Downtown Association.
Yes, I'm the president for the Kalispell Downtown Association, and this is our largest fundraiser for the year.
So basically, you have no spare time. If you're not, you know, helping to establish the commercial presence of Kalispell, you're enjoying the commercial presence of Kalispell, and this is like the whole day.
It makes it easy when you love it.
Oh,
so
that's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool. And you're located, your office. So American Bank is located in Whitefish. Mm-hmm. However, your office is downtown Kalispell.
Yep, I have a loan production office in right downtown. It's just a few blocks from where the event will be.
Oh man, that's fantastic. Yeah. Are you excited? This has been going on for a few years.
Yes, we started in 2019. So 2019, and it's just been a great event.
Yeah.
It's grown ever since. Gabe Merriman from Bias Brewing, he approached the KDA and wanted to get involved and wanted to have a brew fest. And we said, okay, let's figure it out. And the community came together. I think the first year we had 4 or 5 breweries. I think this year we're up to 11.
Nice.
So I'm really excited about it.
And they stretch quite a distance. You know, I remember last year, even the Ronan Cooperative Brewing Company was up here.
Yeah.
Which I thought was fantastic because it's not often that I get to go to Ronan. And certainly when I do, I'm usually kind of driving through. So it was great to have them come up here and participate with us.
Yeah. And they're back this year.
They're back.
Yeah. Ronan Co-op.
Yeah. They do great. I mean, I think it's fantastic. First of all, the brewing community of our area is very rich. Right? There's a lot of talent. There's a lot of passion, and so I love that they all work really well together.
Mm-hmm.
Typically in industry, you have this assumption that if you're not brand A, you've got to be brand B, or if you're not Ford, you're Chevy, or whatever it may be, right?
Yeah.
There's this rivalry between brands. And I understand that there's a time and place for that. However, it doesn't seem to show up as much in the microbrew community.
No, it seems really great.
There's a lot of camaraderie. So tell us a little bit more. Frosty the Brewfest, I mean, it's downtown. You rope off a couple of parking lots, right?
Mm-hmm.
And people from all over gather and hang around and enjoy some beverages.
Yeah, it's great. So it's our largest fundraiser for the Kalispell Downtown Association. It actually sustains us.
Oh,
that and our membership is what basically allows us to do all of our events throughout the year. Because most of our events, we actually operate at a loss because it's just advertising and promoting just to do stuff for downtown, get activities and events going.
Another event that's quite popular and maybe one of those loss leaders is Thursday Fest, right?
Yes, Thursday Fest. Yes, that's one of them. Holiday Stroll.
Isn't that the Chocolate Affair?
Affair.
I'm just pulling from memory here.
I should have all of those on my mind right now. Chocolate Affair is actually in a week.
Ashley, how long have you been involved with the KDA?
10 years. Soon as I moved to Kalispell, I went to my first Thursday Fest and I thought, wow, music, free music available to the public. I love this. How do I get involved?
Yeah.
And
What I wanted to draw, the connection I wanted to draw today or this afternoon is how real estate professionals, really as front runners of their community, how we give back, how we connect other opportunities inside of our community, and oftentimes it's unseen. You know, you wouldn't know that when you sit down at American Bank and you utilize Ashley's professionalism to help advance your commercial establishment, you may not know that she's also very much involved in all of these activities that happen in downtown Kalispell, which enrich downtown Kalispell. It's kind of like a cool little circle here because that's why business wants to come to downtown Kalispell, yeah, because of all the enrichment. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, that's so cool. Ashley, we've got to take a quick break and hear from our sponsors. However, when we come back, I want to talk to you a little bit more about the KDA, what it does, and if there's an opportunity for other people to become involved.
That sounds great.
This is the Flathead Home Show. We're talking with Ashley Woodworth of American Bank. My name is Justin Mecha, and we'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-59.
And we're back. It's the Flathead Home Show. My name's Justin Mecha. In the studio, a good friend of mine, Ashley Woodworth with American Bank and the Downtown Kalispell Downtown Association. We're talking about the Frosty the Brew Fest happening in just a couple of hours downtown Kalispell. So hop in the car, grab your jackets, and let's have a good time. I want to thank my great sponsors for helping me put this show on each and every weekend. All About You Wellness and Aesthetics and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. Ashley, we learned last segment, you've been involved with the Downtown Kalispell Association and with commercial lending for over a decade. And you're using those efforts to help enhance our community each and every time you get out of your house and you go to work. Tell us a little bit more about the KDA, the Kalispell Downtown Association, and what drew you to becoming involved with that.
So the Kalispell Downtown Association supports downtown businesses in a way. We do a lot of events for downtown, and just in an effort to get people to enjoy the vibrancy of downtown Kalispell and get to see things that they might not normally come see.
And you do great, because there's the Kalispell as a city and as a downtown does offer a lot. And I know that there's a lot of infrastructural challenges. For example, Main Street happens to be a state highway.
Correct.
Yeah. You kind of said that like, I know.
Yeah.
So when it comes to doing things like parades or even roping off parking lots for things like a brew fest, there's a lot of litigation there, a lot of red tape, a lot of talk.
Yeah, Main Street, it is challenging because it's a, you know, like you said, it's a
state highway.
Yeah, it's a state highway. Yeah. It's, you know, not part of the city. But, you know, the off streets, we've seen a lot of opportunities there, and that's why most of our events are on the off streets.
Yeah. In fact, that's where it's at. That's where all the action is anyways, right?
Yeah.
The off streets, the first abs.
Yes, the first abs.
That's so cool. So this afternoon, starting at 2, correct?
Yes.
Frosty the Brew Fest.
2 to 6.
An opportunity that was given light in 2019 thanks to Gabe of Bias Brewing.
Correct,
and,
yes.
And several other brewers that had gotten together and said, yeah, let's make this thing happen. There's more than just beer though, right?
There is. We actually have Hold My Bar. It's a non-alcoholic like food truck type that's going to make mocktails and serve NA beverages. So I'm really excited about that.
NA beverages, non-alcoholic.
Yeah,
non-alcoholic. So we've got all bases covered.
Yeah, we do. And hot chocolate.
And hot chocolate. Yeah. and this is a family-friendly
It
event.
Is. Yeah. We actually have a big kids dash for cash, but it's actually a kids dash for gear. We get a ton of prizes donated every year, and they basically get to go in a big snow pile and dig out prizes, and it's really exciting.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
I know that tickets have been for sale for the latecomer, for the person who's driving their car right now thinking, oh my gosh, I need to take a take advantage of that.
Yep.
Can people still show up? And
they
just,
can. 30 okay. bucks at the door.
Okay, cool. And this is ultimately the largest fundraiser for the KDA.
It is, yes.
Which helps people like you and several other people keep these events going.
It helps us do events in downtown and keep them coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, friends, this is why on a real estate show, we discuss these things. This is all things real estate. This is real estate encompasses a whole lot more than just sticks and bricks. And I know that we could have had Ashley, and probably we'll have to have you back on the show and talk about commercial loans.
Yeah, I would love that.
Well, I mean, that is also your jam.
Yes.
However, what we wanted to do this weekend was bring real estate to life and show people that the realtor, that the lender, that the professional in the real estate industry is far more than just a conductor to a transaction. They are a connector to your community.
Absolutely.
Wow, Matt, we need to coin that. Yeah, Flathead Home Show, connecting the community. Okay, yeah, we got opportunity.
That is
here.
Good.
Actually, we're going to have to talk about this.
Yeah, you should. One great thing when Gabe approached the KDA about doing this event, he really wanted to bring in additional fundraising for other nonprofits. Mm-hmm. The Samaritan House is our nonprofit partner, as well as Nate Shute this year.
Oh, wow.
And so it's a really good opportunity to also raise money for some other nonprofits as well. So we split the proceeds with those.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
So the buck doesn't stop here.
Yeah.
It keeps going.
It is great. Yes.
Yeah. So you're really truly giving back to your community while also benefiting from the love of the community.
Absolutely.
You know what you're going to find, and this is what we haven't said yet, and I'm going to say this on the air, Ashley. You're going to find some of the brightest and some of the best people that Kalispell has at this event this afternoon. It is a beautiful event. And historically, it gets a little chilly in February. So, you know, bring your mittens. However, that's why we have the beer.
Yes. Yeah. We have beer. It should be a great time. We also have Wheaton's Fat Bike Slow Bike Race,
that's
which
right.
is really fun.
That's super fun.
And the trophy this year is incredible. I've seen it. It'll blow you away.
This is cool.
Yeah. And then we also have the beard contest coming back.
The beard contest?
Yes. Creative Body Piercing is doing that again. And the Frosty the Beard contest, it's always great entertainment.
Yeah, that's so cool. Mm-hmm. I do happen to know that the designer of the merch, right? The Frosty, the beer.
Yeah.
The snowman on
yes.
the cup.
Yeah, Tree Lane.
Yeah, yeah. She's downtown too.
Yes.
Right? So Amanda is a downtown business. And so all of this stuff is born of Kalispell. So come join us 2:00 this afternoon.
Yes.
Frosty the Brewfest or Beerfest.
Brewfest.
Yeah, either way, just have a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ashley, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for serving your community in the way that you do. And we appreciate you.
Thanks, Justin.
This is the Flathead Home Show. Hey, friends, be safe, be well, stay warm. And of course, as always, hey, Flathead.
Welcome home.